So the height that you want to have your friends experience it.
Yeah.
How and why? Like, why do you want to share it like that?
Because they're the ones who voted.
I mean, other people get trophies and then they put them in their little trophy thing there.
Nah,
and then it shows there.
Nah.
So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna like walk around with it? Are you gonna go to performances with it? Or do you
most definitely. Everywhere I go.
Like, isn't that like a danger to you though?
How?
Like, you walking around with a thing that's worth thousands or whatever. I don't even.
But if you take it, it's worthless too, because it's my award.
True.
So if you take it, what are you gonna do with it?
No, I hear you. Okay, take me back to when you found out that you won the award, because most, like you're saying, it was the, we had to vote for you to win it, so you only found out that side as well. There was no knowing beforehand.
No.
How did you feel?
Okay, when they announced it, first I thought they were still rehearsing, because I didn't think I was going to win it.
Yeah.
So they said Sichav, they had like a screen where they, but it was not my name. So it was, I don't know what it was. When they pronounced it, they said Sichav, then I was like, okay, maybe they're still rehearsing, but then that was it. And then that's when they handed
me
the award.
When did it finally hit that Sichav means you, that you have to go on stage, that it's your own?
No, we were on stage already. Like all the nominees were on stage, yeah. Because I'm a crazy art, what's that girl's name? The one, Nina's, what's her name? The one does Maradona.
Oh, Mignola.
Yeah, Mignola, yeah. So we were all standing there when they announced it, yeah.
All right. And you decided to do your acceptance speech in your mother tongue.
Yeah.
Why?
That's how I talk. I always talk Zulu, English, but I don't plan. Because it is what it is. You understand? At the end of the day, I'm South African, I'm Zulu, so I can't put him forth to Kulumis and Gisi or anything, especially when you're too excited or when you're too angry, the English disappears. So, yeah, and of course, to show Wooting and Kanyan or Lim Lam, I understand, and wouldn't allow anything Babonga Bang is Wooting Ting. You know what I mean?
Because you know the people that voted.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your outfit also was particularly interesting. So you made it across a couple of magazines. They're like, what is that guy wearing? An African outfit.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that? I mean, you could have just worn a suit. You could have worn a suit and put like a.
But this is a suit they have. But since it's a call of Wooty, when you're going to an event or if you want to look formal, you must wear a suit. But that suit is not ours, it's not our thing. Understand? Me and Colored Bangfagi Pesh, that's when I feel formal. You understand? And in Kaya, and Abantu abaningi, they don't take pride in it. About cleaning a pesh, feel like into a Mac Avenge, into a co, I'm having a Mac Git, but give me. It's more than that, you understand? And another thing, bonisa, especially the youth with you, no matter who you have, is turning into. I can remember I was performing in Lesotho, my awards, they had awards in Lesotho, and then I asked them for Kobo and they had, and they laughed at me, the guys in Lesotho town. Are you serious? You want to wear these things? I'm like, yeah. Because to them, it's like they don't value it that much. You understand?
Yeah.
Until they see it on Black Panther.
It's
like, yeah, the thing. Here, you understand? So there's a lot of things, isn't it? That we don't take pride. Guzo.
Mm-hmm.
And then masses tattoo about Mbapeshi, and then we start complaining. You understand? So, even in Lesotho, I had that for my performance. But Gubo, it was like, okay, whatever. But then I value it. You understand? Because we're going upon. So, there's a lot that I learned from that. So that's why even when I went to the BT's Ngangfagi Bishop.
Speaking of Black Panther,
yeah.
You were part of the soundtrack.
Yes.
Which is another amazing thing. Like your name is permanently in there with
Black
Panther.
Yeah.
What has that meant for you to be part of it, first of all, and for what it has achieved for your music?
It was an honor for me to be part of it, and a big thank you to Kendrick Lamar and TDE for believing in me and giving me an opportunity to tell our stories in our own language. You understand? Because that's what he said when he called you: just be yourself, just do what you do. We love you for that. We respect you for that. We appreciate you for that. Not with mind, right now you're gonna be on a song with Americans, so from exchange, and you know what I'm saying? And if you realize the verse, you'll know what even Kulumangan. I'm talking about the state, Salang Fumakona, you understand, the state in the country and all of that. So it was more of a representer than just me talking about myself on the song. You know, so it was a big thing for me, and I'll forever appreciate it.
You seem to be invested in, you know, making sure that you don't get lost, that Java doesn't get lost.
Yeah.
You are, no matter where you are. And in an industry where predominantly we've been listening to other people, American music,
yeah,
you know, most of our artists were influenced by overseas people.
Yeah.
And that kind of made it hard for authentic African artists to, you know, become mainstream.
Yeah.
But why did you stick to it? And in your journey of sticking to it, what have you noticed about, you know, the other artists or like the oppression that is there?
Okay, for me, first things first, I believe that there's no way the world can take us seriously if we're not real. You understand? Because if I'm an African, they need to hear that on the song. They need to see that. Understand? And the thing is, for a long time, we're made to believe that it's like if you're at the studio listening to music, let's say you're at the studio and then they play you a new artist, for example, and they're trying to be American, the closer they sound to being American, then people say it's international. Oh, wow, oh, this is international. And you know, when you played this song the first time, I thought it was an American song. Wow, you're great. Do you understand? Because you're close to their sound, and then to international, but that's not true. You understand? By international, it's not in the language. You understand? It's about what you do. And at the same time, they can never call me to do what they have in America. You understand? If they want America, they go to the Americans. You understand? If they want South African, they go to a South African. So now I need to give them that, because that's why they approach me. You understand? So it's a myth to say if you sound close to America, you're international. Because now we've got BET Awards. I was supposed to perform at the Oscars. You understand? I was going to be performing as Zulu Nakon. You know what I mean? A Grammy nomination, Zulu Nakon. And the Black Mambazo did it. You know, and they come from 20 minutes away from where I come from, Mnambithi, because Nanguye Big V. So seeing that happening growing up, even, it inkuthazile yangibonisa ukuthi that means it's not really about where you come from or the language, or as long as you stay true to yourself.
All right. And so I want to bring it back home now for a little bit. So some of your biggest hits about heartbreak.
That's not true.
The songs where
that's not true.
Were you saying about love and heartbreak and like relationships are the songs that people have kind of been taken to love more?
But that's not true, because only Sinamuva, there's 16 songs, and only heartbreak songs, I think, Z3. I don't talk about love, Pella. I talk about almost everything.
Yes.
But then, abantu bona that who associate themselves, then they say, I make music up. I don't make music about that. No. I don't think there's even any heartbreak song on Umkhele. You know, because I hate being labeled, this is what I make music about. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just make music about anything that. And you feel like, let's just cut less. I don't make, in Pilo, it's not a heartbreak song. You understand me? There's Exeni, there's Amafu, you know what I mean? There's Ngempela, But then people always focus on Uthando. Understand? And for maybe they like the song personally, and then they make it look like, yeah. But I just chose to make songs about almost anything.
So you had a... You have a traditional element in your music. I don't know if it's Maskandi or Makanga, but I don't know.
All of it.
You keep them all there, and then you have you rap and you sing.
Yeah.
You found a way to make it all work.
Yeah. Okay. First things first. What people need to know is you need to live the life to be able to create real content. And tell me, if you're gonna be making music about love, you need to have experience on that, whether good or bad.
Yeah.
If you're talking about gangsterism, you need to know what you're talking about. You need to live that life for you to be able to talk about it. You know what I mean? So for me, Mkhulele in Natal 50%, Makhulele like 50%. So from Natali, there was a Maskandi in my life. There was a Chathamiya in my life, there was a Mpaqanga in my life, all of that. And then when I figured that goal, I was introduced to hip-hop. You understand? Then I put the two together.
Yeah.
And then this is what came up, because at the same time, I didn't want to leave behind. And at the same time, I was interested in it, you know, and I fell in love with hip-hop. I love hip-hop so much. And then I had to find a way. Good news, so let's into for this to come out. And going forward, I know there's going to, because I'm the first of that kind. But now there are kids, so the breed is going to grow.
You're right in saying now that there are young artists that are coming up and, you know, not choosing one part of themselves to talk to people, but bringing everything together.
Yeah.
When did you know you were an artist, though? Like, when have you been, like, the choir, the child in the choirs? And
I had a group called Bafana Basa Mpumalanga, a primer. So we perform, enter competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always been my thing, music,
But didn't you ever have, like, I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be...
No, the way I come from, there's no such thing.
You've always
known that... It's soccer or music.
Soccer or music.
Yeah.
Did you play soccer? Did you play soccer?
Yes. I played soccer for a very... Even I like number four. I used to play for Hill Production Killers. It was a team at Bedrams. I was doing many Bedrams. It's cool to say to Bob Kuzwal. Passed away. So that's like Nabo Mricho, Nabo Farai, all those guys, Ronaldo. So I played soccer, and then I went to Evets. I played Evets. We were training at Max Park. And then from Evets, I went to Corinthians. It's a Greek team called Corinthians. It's in Sandalwood. And growing up, and Kulele Malven, so Bendlaleleni team about Amaswaz. So my teammate will be Amaswaz, because it's equal to they were from Swaziland. So soccer has always been my thing. So it's soccer and music, that's all I've ever done in my whole entire life.
So when did music dominate soccer, or you've always wanted to balance it? Why did you not choose to pursue soccer as like a career?
Okay, soccer, first of all, I was not disciplined. I'm trying to learn my red card for fighting grounding, not to worry. So I was very bad. And such a news about dope, there's a guy called Dope. Mpoma Kola knows Dope very well, because I was playing for Amanda 15 when I was playing for Amanda 17, Hill Production Killers. And I didn't like his gym. So, like, in terms of soccer, I was not disciplined at all. I didn't like gym. And, you know, so it got to a point whereby, you know, at the end of the day, I like this music thing more. You know what I mean? Like, music was my first love at the end of the day. Because even when I did acting for a very long time, but it got to a point where I was like, you know what? I love soccer. I love acting, but music. And with music, I can actually connect to more people. That's then I can change more lives. You know, so that's why I chose music.
All right. So a lot has happened in And you've been working towards becoming the Stella that you are today for a very long time.
Yeah, all my life.
So when we're looking from outside, it looks like how you only became famous like a couple of years ago, but you know that the work has been
longer
for you.
Yeah.
Did you think that you'd be here today?
Yeah.
A artist featured on Black Panther, the BET winner, you know, a renowned artist today in 2019. Is this, did you have the picture?
Nah. But in terms of the quality of music, I always knew that it can compete worldwide. But winning BET is another that I never thought that could happen. Because if you look back, even Amartya Sen that went international, they always had an agent. There's always a white guy who's going to be like, yo, listen to this, you know what I mean? Yo, listen to this. So, but like we have what it takes, but they don't know because as figuring Ali, if it wasn't for Kendrick calling me for Black Panther, a lot of people, the world being against, but now because Kendrick called me to be on Black Panther, so bang zwile on Black Panther. Others liked it, others didn't like it, but saying now if in base because they heard me. But if I was not on Black Panther, they were gonna bang news, you understand? So there's always that thing, you would see. I knew that okay, the music can compete, you understand? But I knew for a fact that they'll never hear it, so it doesn't count. So instead, I just keep doing what I do. And then ended up having someone who's going to say, hey, you know, like Black Mambazo, we heard about Paul Simon, and then Ozan, you understand? Yeah, plug them, then it's Dolly Parton, you understand? So there's always been. So what I can advise, and appreciate as you know what I mean, to tell you, with a before you have gold there. You understand me? You don't, we don't have to put this all Black Panther or Tsunami BET for people to actually realize which the music that we're making is on the level. Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask you, for a person that's so authentic to who you are, to South African sound, you don't compromise. Does the international recognition, I mean, people are always too excited about it. You like, it's great that they see me, that they love me, but validation or not from them, I'm saying, okay, are you?
Yeah, I'm that guy, yeah. I mean, for example, Sinamuva never went platinum, but it went platinum ebantwini. In their hearts, in their lives. Understand? Mangkhana no kok, jelu uthe mntanam, leyango maleya. Understand? The clown students it, hey, pass the exam because being laya lengoma when I'm studying. Understand? Listening to someone saying, angit ngiyobulala intombi yami because she cheated on me, and then ngizwa impilo and I changed my mind. For me, that's what I make music for. So, gonke lokunye, it becomes a bonus. And for media, because the media in Angela, obviously you need to have interviews where you show the award, I want this, you know what I mean? But me personally, inside, as long as Abantu be utholu music and it's changing their lives, no matter why it's 10 people, it's fine with me. It's still a win for me, yeah. I'll just keep on going and just making the type of music that I make.
So in addition to having made yourself as Java that you are, you've also written and produced a lot of other people's music. Great music.
Yeah.
How do you not be selfish? Because some of them are hits, man. Like, how do you...
Okay, produce songwise. I'm not a producer.
Okay.
I'm Bana Food that produces.
Okay.
Or Raf. Meaning Balak Pel.
So you're a writer.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to London to Gisho Manj, which if in Savenza now and Paleling home, I'm more focusing who lenders when Zuelo on home. I'm focusing on Uba no Paling home. Because if I focus on me no Paling home, and then why are we making this song? Are we making this song so I can go out there and brag and say I wrote the song? Or lengo mangi parelu uti ipume and actually talk to someone out there? Because at the end of the day, intebalegile stefana product. Ukuthi ubani uthi intheni kanjani it doesn't work like that. So, you know, when I was working with Amanda, for me, it was like, she's so powerful, she's amazing and talented, of course. Understand? And if I write a song like Gahle, for example, I'm writing it from a woman's point of view, and I'm a guy. You understand me? And weight, no, because most of people, especially women, they're very sensitive when it comes to your weight. But then you don't really pay too much attention to your figure if you're slaying, you understand? Because but you focus more on that when you're still looking, or when you're still, not that people must not still take care of themselves even when they have, but In reality, that's what happens. Yes, I don't think my mom is worried about laying or how her figure looks, if she got pecs, or you know what I mean. So most of the time, people make songs about sexy girls. You understand this and that, baggy leg, wanjan. You know what I mean. But then nobody really focuses on that. Which, okay, the reason why I've gained so much weight because I'm happy. Sometimes, yeah, you understand. That's why I don't even. And you're not really worried about going to the mall and looking for girls or going to a club. You understand? So it's a song that talks about that. That really felt like abaseko sex, that really felt like, because consciously they're not aware of climate, just because they are happy. Yeah.
It sounds like a spiritual process too, because then how do you, when you're writing, you have to think of how will people take this message coming from this particular person, then you have to choose that person, or you have to think about their voice and kind of people that they are. Is that how
that's how it works with me. For example, when I did a call, I recorded a call in 2016. So long, my sins healed until Melinda came through, and then I was like, okay, do you understand? Now I'm to the lingom. Do you understand? And then when I'm now in coma, kanji, this is how it goes. And it came out and it changed a whole lot of lives. You understand? It's a classic. It's like people appreciate it. You understand? Because it's a song that talks about going to a goal of your sevens so that you can come back and build your mommy house. And I believe that's everyone's dream, especially where we come from. You know what I mean? But then, 2016, 17, 18, 3 years in there. Yeah, I understand. So that, for me, that's how it works. But it doesn't work. No one cares at the end of the day. People appreciate the song and what the song talks about.
I'm gonna go back a little because it's just lingering in my mind. That's for example that you're talking about image. You've never been concerned about your image, and in terms of no matter what people say, no matter what you're wearing, you just yourself, and you don't even like interact with people that have things to say about that.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I'm getting into music, saying that really helped me because Zning is into even long is born as Zenze. For example, if you're an artist, you will find a lot to glack, you because more far and Jalo, Tau, Sasa, very, very little, Jalo, but Elam. Do you know what I mean? Need to glam, even La, I'm 17 and 7 Zakon, Uban, no one Nien Tai Kogu Tokyo Uban, yeah. Because you know that the Saskip and the Sia, which is Sagaban. Even if Bangas Bega, like first Gaban, the Skip, you'd know because then 7 and 9, and Ukalis Fagi. You know what I mean? So, isn't there far analysis? There's no way that every day I'm a slave. That's me putting pressure. Game, you understand? If I'm a suit day, I'll wear that suit all the time because you only suit the army now, Nzinja. You understand? So now I must go and you know, I'm a designer. I'm from a suit that I can't even afford. That's why in July, not to fund the paper. There's people that owe I'm a stylist. There's people that owe designers. And it's very simple. Far logo now, July. You know what I mean? So for me, and at the same time, I always want to be known for my music and nothing else. You understand? So if I feel like Ngzokama today, if you come la Mangilboni, I'll still go. You understand? Because I'm not my head at the end of the day. So, about what people say, I can do what I'm having.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, so when you speak to a lot of talented people, some of them call themselves burdened with their talent, then,
yeah.
You know, I just want to sing, I just want to share music, I just want to write music, I don't actually want the fame. But the fame comes anyway.
Yeah.
It's been the hardest thing to deal with or to get used to now that you are with Java who sings the song.
It's people understanding. You know, people would never want to understand, especially in Daba. I think in Daba, Tomba is the very sensitive one, you know, because you have a situation whereby Mokla, the performer, like, must go to another show. And then more at the stage, these people want to take pictures. And where you're going, they're waiting for you. And if you're late, the same people still, as a word, you understand me? And then the same people that were quite a little too late, they still want to take pictures. Ubatjot, no, I'm going to be late for the third one. They don't want to understand. You understand? And people understanding that we're human at the end of the day. You understand? I might not be happy every day. That's impossible. Sometimes I'm just not happy. So, no, kind of moon, that's how I'll smile out there. I'm like, but where no tablubon, I mean, I'm not tablan, I mean. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're sharing to by Chablang, or very pork. Sometimes you couldn't miss a gas. But then at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm a lang, I'm a fan.
So you found that the biggest thing for you to adjust to is that people just don't understand that.
Yeah. And they'll never understand. Yeah. So sometimes you just get in the car and go to the next show. There was a police line in town, but like, yeah, God, what you know? Hey, what are they? Hey, you know what I mean? But then it's like, hey, guys, it is what it is, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, can't make everybody happy, but because now those 20 this time with in Kakaya Kena.
True.
Yeah.
Another aspect of fame, in addition to the interviews that you have to make, you constantly talking to people,
yeah,
is the fact that you want to know what's going on behind the curtains. You want to know what's going on in your life. You want to know who's your baby mama. You want to know.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I think each and every interview that I do, I get, after when I know something will happen, it's either I'll get attacked by someone or because you're being honest, you know, people are used to, especially about our famous, like finding ways to say things, you know, to cover them. So I'm not good at that, so it is what it is. But then, just after an interview, even after this one, when they see it, someone could be Ntombi, it could be Mayam artist, it could be me, it could be, because people always, especially when you're famous, people like looking at the negative and trying to say, oh, you say that, oh, wow, you know what I mean? So, but it is what it is at the end of the day. There's nothing I can do. I can never change or pretend to be something that I'm not or say things as a ngako just to.
Did you make a conscious decision not to kind of talk a lot about the people you hold close? Because there is like some, if you said a comment here, you said a comment there, you don't actually speak.
It's crazy. For example, Jova Angela under this award, we ended up doing interviews and they're like, mama must come. I'm like, no, mama are good. Understand? It means to lie, and I don't want it to be where I'm using my mother to sell my music or to sell myself. I don't believe in that. Yeah, you understand? It might be good for business, but if we call, I can never sit down and plan. But okay, since I have a song called Mama, I want my mom. Nah, for me, personally, it doesn't really make sense. You know what I mean? So now you find journalists want to interview my mother. Imagine to interview my mother and my grandmother and take pictures. The next thing they're showing the house, and that was not my plan. I don't want, because now everyone knows the house and it's not safe for them. You know what I mean? And I just don't like that. You know, it is Dumelizwe Nzakalela. I can't plan to use my mother to sell my music. There's a song called Mama. I said everything that I said there. She doesn't have to go. Imagine my mom, next to me and talk about my song. You know what I mean? And be all over the papers and all of that. Now, if Gwenzegile, but it's never a plan. Because sometimes there are maybe in the wrongs where I was with her, because I feel like let me take my mom with me, you know what I mean? You understand? But then it's never a ill thing to sell. I think even God would punish me if I did.
Yeah. I saw that video where she got on stage and she just stole your spotlight.
Yeah, it's like you see that day, it was not planned. So a lot of people think it was planned. What happened is that show, they say Bigville, where I come from. Yeah, can't do corner now. Understand? So Mzwandile came like Mamu corner, like, oh really? You understand? And then young girl stage comes and like, okay, let's go. You understand? And then like, okay, she's here, like I said. But it was not a plan with, yo, make sure my mom waits for me there. Yeah, so I'm getting on hotel. No, it was not a plan. That's how I like things to be. I like things to be real, because clearly the reason why it happened like that, there's a bigger reason. You know what I mean? But then if I plan it, then it's not really, it's like a reality show now. It's like scripted.
Yeah.
So that means it's not real, it's fake.
Yeah.
So, and it was my birthday that day.
How did you feel? I mean,
it was crazy.
I saw people in the crowd were crying.
It was crazy.
So emotional for a lot of people. How did you feel in that moment when she sang?
It was crazy, because I didn't know that she was going to sing and all those things. You know, so for me, because most of the times such things only happen in my memorial service. When you did, then they're going to call your grandmother or your mom to come on stage and sing your song because you did. Like, oh my God, you know what I mean? But then experiencing all of that while you're still alive, for me, it's a blessing, you know? So I was really touched by it. Even the judge who God came to me, is like, yo, you know, mama, and to see you doing this, it really means a lot to me, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So when are you also, I mean, I'm asking for an invite in advance. When are you getting married?
I don't know. When am I getting married?
Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, I am thinking about it, but now because of this fame thing, sickness is meaning in a relationship that causes problems between me and my partner. So, like right now, it's bad. It's bad because they believe, oh, now you think you're better.
Yeah.
It's always looked at like that. They don't understand that you're busy.
You're not the same guy anymore.
Because if I say, guys, I can't come for this interview because I promised my girl that we're going on a date, still none in Zonkwadela, you don't understand. If I cancel the date and come here, she'll still be mad and not understand. So now, either way, I'm a bad guy. So all those things, they there's something that they take. It's just that people can't see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there's a lot that we go through. But then at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Is that part of the sacrifices that you have had to make?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, with whatever decision that I take, still there's someone who's going to be hurt.
Yeah. So you constantly have to live with the fact that whatever decision you make, somebody will suffer in some way or
another. Yeah, so imagine every day being a bad person to someone.
I guess maybe then that's why artists don't even realize that they're getting into, you know, a depressed space because
yeah.
You have this thing to you every day.
Yeah, then someone will be like, how? But this guy won a BT, he's making, how? Why? Because that's what everyone thinks it's all about, but it's not just all about that. There's a lot. You know, my career is going well right now. But my life is not going well because of such things. You know what I mean? So that's why even more people in my relationship, about me, they don't work out most of the time because of that.
From the outside, it looks as if, you know, the talent, for lack of a better word, has a life of its own. So
yeah,
it needs you to feed it. It needs
yeah.
to, like, you need to be here for this interview and whatever, and all those
yeah.
things. But doesn't it boil down to you choosing, or is that not a decision that is just easy to make?
Choosing what?
Choosing, you know what, this week I'm not going to do anything work related.
But then what? And then mamuzo dlani, because at the end of the day, job uti ufuna siye on a date or I must take time. It's this is lente nyenza iye let imali for us to be able to go there. So now if I stop doing that, then what happens? You know what I mean? But then it's just a weird and awkward situation that
yeah.
we're always in. But then at the end of the day, me personally, I'll just keep doing what I do.
All right. Do you have siblings?
Yes.
How many?
Sisi, no put. Then I'm a last born. Yeah. No, I'm a last born.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would have figured.
This is why I'm a C and D. And then first born is Sisi.
You don't look like a last born to me. Last borns are always like reckless, just jumping all over the place. You look like the more responsible. Oh, did that die when you die down when you were younger?
Yeah, I've never had those privileges of being a last born, yeah.
Because you've always felt like you need to step up.
Yeah, I've always been like on the streets and just doing my thing on my own.
We have 5 questions from the fans that we can yes. Oh,
I just haven't seen.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. I can print them out quickly.
Okay.
It's just 5 questions. You can elaborate. You can, yeah. What song, yours or anybody else's, makes you cry every time you listen to it?
Oh, a song that makes me cry. I don't have a song that makes me cry.
Do you think crying when you listen to songs?
Yes.
Do you cry?
No. I'm crying a lot.
What is the weirdest thing you've ever been asked by a fan?
Oh my god, this is so much. I haven't seen Kalang up. But these names, that was the
okay. How do you choose your red carpet outfits, particularly the one you wore at the feathers?
The one I wore at the feathers, for me, like I always like being more of a representer, like I said, like use my art to pass messages, you know, to do all of that. It's never for me. So why did that for me? It was for showing people that you can never kill someone because of his sexuality. I understand if the person is gay and you don't like that, carry on with your life. It doesn't mean you have to go and kill that person, you know. So the outfit was for Bonkabant, not all of them obviously, but mostly people that were killed for being lesbian, for being gay. So on that box, those are the pictures that I had, and then we had the flag, and then I wore a dress. Yeah, I want to buy that. I want to turn to design the box, but I had the whole idea, and everyone laughed at me. They thought I was crazy until I did it. And for me, it was a matter of if I don't win, no one will know who that was. Because even to get in there, it was a struggle because they didn't want to let me in because they don't know who I am. I'm like, I can't tell you guys who I am. And then we ended up calling the guy. Oh, yeah, no one's there. The awards, okay, it's Trevor. Then Sangen again, I forgot. So if I didn't win, no one was going to know because it was not about me. So when I won the award, yeah, so I told people who I am and why I'm dressed like that, and we donating it to them. I'm gonna put it in a glass with the award and the outfit. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. How do you deal with social media trolls?
I like trolls, but then there's one I was actually talking about today, whereby people which is disrespect umsebenzi that is from God. You know what I mean? That is changing people's lives because they bought wherever they are. So I don't really take that lightly. I don't appreciate that. But then other trolls about any other things, they come with it. It's fine. Now I used to troll people before I came in, so it's cool.
Okay.
It's part of it.
Last one. Who is the woman who broke your heart and inspired your heartbreak song?
There's a lot. There's a lot of them. Because each and every relationship, he paid it, that's why I left it. So there's just a whole lot of things. But then it goes back to what I was saying again, which I don't make music about heartbreaks. You know what I mean? It's just like two or three songs.